I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I love you. I love you.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things.
Shall I call you Ron, Dr. Dick? What should we go with
you
here?
You can call me Ron.
Bob, you know what time it is.
I know what time it is.
You and I are at the train station, and the Limited Express is about to leave. So
limitless.
We better
limitless. He's calling it limited.
Limited.
He's trying to put limits on me, Bob.
So we better hop on board. Limits, the floor is yours.
All right, here we go. The Limitless Express begins with the Steelers creating a new partnership with a soccer club, Bob. Did you see this?
Mm-hmm.
It is Borussia Dortmund.
I
think
I
got that right. They're a soccer club in Germany. Their colors are also black and gold. So the Steelers and BVB have announced a partnership, according to the Steelers social sites, that will further both clubs' efforts in each other's markets through joint team activities, content, and fan engagement initiatives. And this soccer club also played a game at Akershire Stadium back in 2018.
Yeah, I think the Steelers are really trying to go out and take their brand, which is popular in Mexico. It certainly is popular in Ireland. They're trying to move it around, and I give them credit for that. There's a market out there internationally. They're trying to, you know, team up with teams that they have relationships with, know about, and I think that has a lot to do with the fact that you can get some of those soccer clubs to come here in Pittsburgh, play friendlies, exhibitions, whatever you want to play. So I give them credit for that. I find it interesting.
I don't care.
Okay.
Next.
By the way, you need to go to a Riverhounds game.
I do.
They're good.
And I also want you and I to try to score on penalty kicks on the Riverhounds.
I told
goalie.
You. Eric Dick is ready to go. He's their goaltender. He can do it. He'll take you on one-on-one. You won't score.
Who?
If you do, his name is Eric Dick. He's their best goal. He was the...
Is he related to Dr. Dick?
Nah.
Is he related to Dr. Ronald Dick?
He's really, he last year was the goaltender of the year.
Oh, I know
USL.
He might be, Bob.
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Well, let's do that, shall we?
I've been telling you it's available, but you never give me a date.
Tomorrow.
That's not available.
See?
Why would tomorrow be a possibility during the home opener? We're all down there.
I didn't know it was, the Pirates home
yes.
opener. Yeah, I thought you meant the Riverhounds.
No, they played two games at home now.
Bob and I could get up early in the morning and take penalty kicks on goalkeeper Dick.
Do you want to be a part of this, Bob?
I don't know. I'll be there to describe it.
Ooh.
That's all I'll
You'll
do.
Call it.
I'll call
I like
it.
That a lot. Let's do that, Bob.
Okay.
All right, Limits. Next, may I add one in here, Limits?
I will add one that I think you're going to add.
Thank
Jordan
you.
Schultz of Fox is reporting that the Steelers were one of a few teams that were interested in trading for Patriots quarterback Joe Milton, who ultimately ended up being traded along with a 7th-round pick to the Cowboys today in exchange for a 5th. Joe.
This is interesting to me. I mean, he made a cameo appearance late in the season and was really good in sort of a nothing game. It sort of reminds me of Rob Johnson, if you remember him from the Bills. He did that one year in a nothing game, and that's what prompted the Bills to bench Doug Flutie for what became a famous or infamous playoff game against the Titans, where they lost on the Music City Miracle. But that's beside the point, Bob. The point is, you never know from a game like that what you have. At the same time, Milton is somewhat intriguing to me. How about you?
He's intriguing to me for sure. You know, they could have made that, because they certainly need more people in their quarterback room if they wanted to. I wonder what this does to Trey Lance. He's another guy who's sitting around and never gets an opportunity and probably doesn't deserve one. But that's another very talented kid who was drafted way too soon. He hadn't done enough in college, and San Francisco went after him, third overall pick, I think it was. So he's still looking for a chance. I don't know enough about Joe Milton. I like him, but I don't know if he's an answer for anything here.
I mean, I'm not so sure I wouldn't have rather taken a swing at the unknown in Joe Milton than the known in Mason Rudolph. I'll be honest with you about that, because I can see Mason going, 9-8 or 8-9 if he's the guy. You take a bigger swing with a Milton and see what you got, and if you swing and miss, then you go 4-13, and that might be the best thing.
Well, the bottom line is it's an incomplete quarterback room, and it has to get figured out here. So this is...
You don't think it's a foregone conclusion at this point?
I do, Rogers? But I also don't trust him.
Why isn't he announcing it, do you think?
I don't know. I mean, everyone wants to think about McAfee and all that. How about if it doesn't happen on McAfee?
Then we got a story, right?
Right. Then what? How long does it go? The draft is just 2 weeks away. A week and a half, whatever it is.
Then we have a story, Bob, if that is not announced by the end of that McAfee.
But I don't think Art Rooney would say that if he didn't know that something was very close, if not done. So I believe he'll be here, and it's whatever the case. I've heard some people nationally say he's still holding out hope for Minnesota. I don't know what that means. I don't know. They've pretty much made their choice. They said they're going to, J.J. McCarthy is their guy. But they do need some veteran help, given how loaded their roster is and how far they came last year, right? I would think that they want to have insulation there in case McCarthy struggles.
Well, then there's this nugget, and I'm sorry to interrupt the Limitless Express. May I add this, Limits?
Go right ahead and add.
Mike Florio, on his podcast, Pro Football Talk, says that a high-level person with a team says that Rodgers doesn't really want to play for the Steelers and he's waiting for Minnesota. You buying what Florio's selling here or what that person is selling, Bob?
I don't know. I don't know if I believe that or not. Again, this is the problem when you're waiting like this. You have different things that crop into your head, right? What are you supposed to think about this? So hopefully it resolves itself quicker. I want to have it done before the draft so we don't have to talk about this in the draft.
I know. It's the part about why is he waiting, while it remains a curiosity, I don't know what to say anymore. I really don't. I think it's so he can make a grand announcement on the McAfee show. Listen, if he was going to make an announcement there, McAfee wouldn't tell you, would he?
No.
So he's poo-pooed it, right. But that doesn't mean anything.
No, I mean, he wants to have it as a surprise, and there's no reason letting it out if that's going to be the surprise. I don't know how many people are going to be surprised. If it happens, then people will kind of think it's fait accompli.
Limits, may I add one more little treat that I wish you had already gotten?
Yes, even though I've only proposed one treat.
No, he has treats. I'm sorry. Ben, Big Ben on his podcast said the Steelers will regret getting rid of Dan Moore Jr. How do we feel about that?
I think that's just Ben looking up for a guy that he formerly played for and probably likes.
I'm not so sure Dan Moore isn't better than Broderick Jones on the left side, to be honest with you. And I know Ben's been high on Dan Moore since the beginning.
Yes, but, I mean, $82 million, if that's what's going to take, that wasn't going to work here. So I would immediately discount that, because you got to trust your number one picks. They have two of them. First-round picks, back-to-back years on tackles. That tells you where they believe they need to be. Now it's up to them to do it.
They better be right. I'll say that much.
Right, especially with a guy like Rodgers who won't be able to get out of the way of any of it.
The number one thing I think about when I picture Aaron Rodgers on this team is Broderick Jones protecting or trying to protect his blind side. That's literally the first thing that comes to mind. The first thing that could ruin it. other than Rodgers himself not being good anymore.
No, protection is going to be the number one thing. The offensive line has got to be much better consistently than it was last year, and if it is, they have a chance because he still can throw the football. He still has the acumen to go down the field, make the reads, do the things necessary to be a successful quarterback, I think.
Acumen's a wonderful word, Bob.
Thank you very much, Joe.
Great word, Bob.
Sorry to interrupt. Please continue.
The Cleveland Browns have the lowest projected win total, according to Vegas, at 4.5 wins, Joe. Is Vegas not respecting Kenny Pickett and the Browns?
No. I actually think the Browns will go above that. Listen, we never got to Jimmy Haslam finally
openly admitting
that they swung and missed. Now, I wish he had gone further and said he won't be on the roster this year.
I think that's intimated, wasn't it?
Well, I hope. It's the Browns. I would hope it's intimated.
How do you endorse a quarterback who you just said, I swung and missed big time on you, pal. You can take your money and run, but you're not playing again.
I think that is going to just lift a cloud from that entire organization. I really do. And I think it's still a somewhat talented roster. They've got the second pick in the draft. Can you imagine Abdul Carter with Myles Garrett? Now, Kenny Pickett, or whoever they have at quarterback to start the season, yeah, that's going to be an issue. I agree. But 4.5 wins, I'm going to go over right now.
I'm going to go over. I just think the way the NFL is set up, you're going to have your wins. And their defense should still be good enough to win some games without some offense. So.
Who are the two players who have beaten the Steelers in Cleveland the past 2 years? The two quarterbacks.
Can you guys Dorian Thompson-Robinson
and Jameis Winston.
Very good. Next.
All right.
Think about that, by the way.
No, that's not good.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pitt head coach Pat Narduzzi said earlier today that our friend Doug Whaley is serving as the Pitt football general manager. And Narduzzi's saying that Whaley has been in place, this has been in place with Whaley for a couple of years now. What do you make of that?
Wait,
a couple of years now.
Wait, what? Doug Whaley's been their GM for a couple of years?
This is what my buddy Nathan Breisinger,
doesn't
I went to Baldwin
with the UFL?
Tweeted from Pittsburgh Sports Now.
I didn't know that.
He's been their secret GM? I don't understand. That never got out?
No.
I've never heard that.
I don't know what to make of that. You could have knocked me over with a feather there. What is happening?
That's why I brought it up. Like,
did they even have GMs a few years ago in college?
No. So was he just in place as an advisor?
I don't know.
And now it's like official?
I'm speechless, Bob. I don't know what to say about it.
Yeah, that's all news to me, so I'm not sure.
I'm scared.
We'll have to get Doug's opinion on Wednesday with the morning show.
I mean, if he is, great. Doug's a very sharp guy. I just wasn't aware of any of this. Next.
Here's a couple, a little bit more information from Amanda Godsey. Whaley was hired by the school's NIL collective, Alliance 412, as senior advisor of player administration in September of 2023, but it's unclear exactly when he was named Pitt Football's general manager. It's a little bit more added context. You're quite welcome. Four Steelers have pre-draft visits to the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex today, including Pitt tight end Gavin Bartholomew, but mainly Texas wide receiver Matthew Golden is one of 30 players to visit the Steelers so far in this draft cycle. Would you be interested in Golden at wide receiver? And a bigger question, would you be more interested in a wide receiver than a defensive lineman in the first round, Joe?
No. I'd be more interested in a defensive lineman, but most interested in Jackson Dart because, as I've said a million times here, the Steelers have many needs, but they really have one, a franchise quarterback.
But he may not be in a position to be taken, so if that's the case, then what would you do? I still think I agree with you. Defensive line.
Defensive
they just need
line.
Numbers there.
Unless,
they need people.
Unless Genty's available, Bob, then I would take him. Would you?
No.
Why?
I think my needs are greater at defensive line and wide receiver than they are. I think I could find, you won't find Ashton Genty, that kind of player, but you will find somebody who can do it on a collective basis with Jalen Warren. That's how I would look at that.
And they still need a running back they could pick in the third or fourth round.
Sure.
To be able to pair and go with Warren.
Next.
All right. One of the last ones for you, Joe, and you're not going to be happy about it.
All right.
The Pittsburgh Sports Media Tournament Bracket.
Oh,
is
no.
down to the final four, and we were on a collision course for a Bob Pompeiani Joe Starkey matchup in the Final Four.
Oh, we're going to get that.
Potash got me.
That
Did
we
he?
Will
that
not
right?
get. Dan Potash, 54.8% of the voting in 1,768 votes. Final defeats Joe Starkey's run as a 5 seed. The 15 seed, Dan Potash, goes to the Final Four to play Bob Pompeiani.
And I wasn't aware.
Hey, Dan's a...
I told you from day one he was underseeded, didn't I?
Yeah.
What's the other part of that then?
Bob is running away with it.
Who's playing in the other matchup?
It is Madden against Hillgrove in the other matchup.
Wow.
And Bill Hillgrove is running away with it.
How about Billy Hillgrove coming out of nowhere here,
he's
Bob?
He's put in a lot of time.
He defeated Pony in the first round.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of people.
He's playing well.
There are
a lot
of people who still, idolize Bill Hillgrove. And so I'm not surprised all that. Although that's
you
a pretty
against
good competition. And I'll
final.
Lose. I'll lose.
I don't know about that.
I'll lose.
Have you met him in the final before? You're the 3-time defending champion.
I don't remember any of that. I don't know.
How about this disparity in votes? The Bob Potash matchup only has 332 votes. The other matchup has over 2,000 votes so far. How does that happen? Who is stuffing the ballot box for Bill Hillgrove at 80% right now?
I don't know. I wish they stuffed it for me. I really do. I never mentioned it on the air. I meant to bump up that matchup. I wasn't aware it was already over, and Potash upsets me.
Yeah, but that's a formidable opponent for sure.
And a nice man. I shake his hand and I move on. I made the Elite Eight.
And that's good.
And I beat Crowley. Lose to Crowley, I never get over it. But I did beat him. Thank you, Limits. That was wonderful.
Thank you. I appreciate you letting me indulge you with these questions.
Bob, about 3 more weeks until the NFL draft. We haven't talked a lot about this. Bruce Feldman, who I happen to believe is the best mock drafter in America because he talks to tons of people, scouts, pro coaches, college coaches, coordinators of all kinds. He released his mock draft over at The Athletic today. Yes, he gave me the Belfont snorkel when I tried to get him on the air, but I don't care about that now. You and I are going to talk some NFL draft, not just the Steelers. There's some really intriguing stories near the top of the draft, including, I think, one of the greatest, natural athlete types at the top of this draft that there's ever been, and he might go 4th. Let's talk about all that coming up next. Plus, I think you'll be very interested in who Bruce has the Steelers taking at number 21.